Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. And let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise. Pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Good morning. Welcome back to Go the Distance. This is Rusty Thomas with LifePoint Church. Again, we're still talking about uncharted, navigating life's tensions, and reminded here in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, he says, "Finally, all of you be like-minded. Be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil, their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." But he's reminding us here that whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from that deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do what is good. They must seek peace and pursue it. I had a guy tell me, Rusty, he said, "It's never wrong to do the right thing. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. They're on you. And his ears are attentive to your prayer." Share the love of God today. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. God, though we face these troubles and we're trying to navigate these things, God, this river of fear, God, I pray, though it's intimidating, God, we would not be intimidated, but we would stand knowing that you stand with us, that no one is going to harm us. Let us be eager to do good. It's in your name we pray. Amen.